How about the fish? Did you, fish and seafood, did you have any?
Yes, the boys, some of the boys and the brothers enjoyed fishing, and they catch fish.
Mm-hmm. What kinds would you use?
It's lucky you know to catch a catfish. That's kind of, you know, it doesn't have any bones hardly. And sometimes they bring in some, you know, from the creek that's just bony as they could be. But you had to be careful that the meat on tasted just as well as the other, as far as I could tell.
Mm-hmm. How far did you live from the river?
From the river?
Yes.
The nearest point was Small Bluff, and it was about, I don't know, between 3 or 4 miles, I would think. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go over to the river to fish?
No, I never came much about fishing.
I see.
Well, I had a nephew, and he was just like his uncle, my brother, about fishing. He'd sit and fish all day with his line out, you know, hook and line, whether he caught anything or not. And I'd go with him. Sometimes he'd bait his hook with red worm. Of course, I wouldn't bait my hook. Sometimes he'd be good, you know, and bait my hook, and sometimes he'd chase me with a red worm. And I didn't care much about the fishing anyway, but there was always wildflowers on that particular spring branch. I never will forget it. I said, here, a while back, and the lark wrote, I said, in a moment, and I'll tell you, I just left me on the brook that ran on my old home farm. And I said, if I were, I'd be hunting some wild sweet williams, transplanting them to the garden, and wild ferns, I do that too. Some things that wild, that way you can transplant, they'll do all right, and some they don't.
Mm-hmm. Where did you write that for a newspaper? Did you write that experience for a newspaper? Have you ever written that?
I used to write to the Progressive Farmer.
I see.
Did you know that paper?
Yes, I've seen that.
I think it's the greatest paper of the South, the greatest one I've ever seen. Nationally, because it's printed in Tennessee, you know.
Yes.
Well, now, we used to, Clarence Pole, he was their senior editor for 50 years. Well, then there's a Mr. W.C. Lassiter. He was the editor. He was one of the editors. Of course, Mr. Pole was head of it. And he was the editor a long time. And Miss Sally Hill was the home editor. And at that time, when I was writing, they paid for everything they printed. So, to my surprise, I always thought I wanted to write. So, I wrote some of our experiences as tenant farmers. They had brought out a piece in the article in the farm about leaving memorial of beauty after, you know, about a lady, how she had beautified a farm, home, and then moved off, and the family's all gone, but said there it was, still as a memorial to her. Well, it just struck with a responsive chord with me, so I sat down and wrote our experiences. They weren't pleasant either, about moving, living at rented places, and so I didn't know whether it'd be printed or not. But anyway, I mailed it, and to my surprise, it was printed, and still more surprised when I got a little check for it.
Wonderful. Uh-huh.
But now Mr. Lassiter retired, Miss Hill retired, and as other editors came on, they had different policies and left off some of the departments of the paper. I thought some of the very best. One of them, country things I love most. Another one was busy, happy, useful old folks. And just different things like that. And they left off a lot of them. And they'd always have a good story back then. Mm-hmm. And it would be something clean you wouldn't mind for your children reading. And I always loved that. And Jesse Stewart, they claimed they printed some of his very first stories that he wrote. Mm-hmm. And I can remember some of them that's printed. Then there's... They quit now. If they print one story a year, they do pretty good. I still take it for old time's sake, but I sure don't. It's not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. I'll have to say that about it. And I'm not the only one that thinks that either. Mm-hmm. It's old now. Mechanical farming, everything. And they would have college people write in their experiences, and I thought it was just good myself. I liked it. Mm-hmm.